Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Sachs. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oil Ken Boyd. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Easler reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler scores. Evans moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Evans scores. Barrett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer bunts towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Easler hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Buckner scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nate Snell now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jim Rice. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Murray reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Boggs attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing left field. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Gary Roenick now playing center field. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Easler moves to second. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Len Sakata. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Rich Dower now playing second base. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 3 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Sachs moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sachs scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Miller moves to third. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roenick. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. Easler moves to third. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler scores. Barrett scores. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutierrez moves to second. Ken Dixon now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutierrez scores. Sachs moves to second. It's 12-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.